don't, will you modify the agenda? Suspend the rules and modify.
I am gonna do.
Good morning, I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 29th, the time is 11:00 a.m. We are on day 21 of our agenda. Congressman Tillman, will you say our morning prayer, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Our Father who art in heaven, we come to you this morning and we have our heads bowed and our hearts are humbled. And Lord, we just thank you for the love that you give us on a day-by-day basis, and we love you in return. I ask that you be with each member of this body of Congress and our Assistant Chief as we move forward today in critical decisions. Put our hearts and minds in a humble place and in the right place, and your wisdom be bestowed on all of us. Dear Heavenly Father, be with our elders, our children, the leaders of this nation, our chief and assistant chief, all the leaders, all the directors that are involved in this Osage Nation government. Be with our men and women of uniform. Please watch over and protect them. And also a prayer for the people that are in Florida. Be with them, Father, as well. And we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keen.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next is approval of the journal. Speaker. Congresswoman Rebar. On General Order Day 3, where the amendments were voted on as received, that's just you saying that that amendment was presented, correct? It wasn't, because that was Congresswoman Lemon's amendment. That's just you presenting it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Speaker. Congresswoman Lemon.
On the last page at the very top, after Pollock, I believe there should be entered to the. Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Motion to approve the journal dated September 28th, 2022, as amended.
Second. Motion on the floor, second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Seeing none, motion carries. Next, we are on reports of select committees. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Assistant Chief, colleagues, listening audience, Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning, September the 29th, to consider Bill Number ONCA 22112, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund for improvements to the Osage Nation Legislative Branch Office Building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Brandy Lemon. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keene, and Bickhorst. Next, the committee looked at Bill Number ONCA 2295, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,491,612 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Bickhorst, and Keene. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Next is reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Congress and Assistant Chief. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met to discuss ONCR 22-16, a resolution to approve the bylaws of the Place to Borrow Money Public Person Corporation in accordance with the Articles of Incorporation. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorst. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Keene, Stabler, Tillman, Hamilton, and Lemon. We also discussed ONCR 22-07, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2023. I am the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Stabler, Tillman, and Hamilton. No vote from Lemon, and Congressman Keene was absent. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. At this time, the speaker will entertain a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCR 22-16 and ONCR 22-07 on to general order day two on today's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Seeing none, it passes, and ONCR 22-16 and ONCR 22-07 will be on general order day two on today's agenda. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 22-114. An act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide a supplement appropriation to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $213,344 and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd like to continue, Speaker.
Continue, please.
ONCA 22-115, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to authorize appropriation, modification, and supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $243,064 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 22-116, an act to provide an appropriation to CCAPACA for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $153,490 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
ONCA 22-114 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 22-115 will be assigned to appropriations. And ONCA 22-116 will be assigned to appropriations. We are now on general order day one, second reading. Seeing none, we are on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. We have ONCR 22-07, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2023. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. We now have ONCR 22-16, a resolution to approve the bylaws of the Place to Borrow Money Public Purpose Corporation in accordance with the Articles of Incorporation. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. We are now on general order day three, where amendments are voted on and order received. We have none, which brings us to bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2295 is an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,491,612. And to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll open.
Thank you. You have the floor.
Thank you. I'd just like to take just a moment to thank some people regarding 2295. This is the big bill. And not just our staff, who did a tremendous job of remaining steadfast and calm and getting us through all the amendments and really gave great assistance to me to keep us on track. And of course, that's Jordan and Caitlin and Shanna and Trey Gill, and just appreciate all the work there. But I also appreciate the executive staff and the directors that came over and helped us run through these budgets. In the end, and I don't want to forget Treasury, too, and Mr. McIntosh, especially, who sat with us through all of these and was on call to us. In the end, I counted up 284 budgets that we went through, and that's a much higher amount than I think we've ever viewed before, and it was because we've had revisions after revision, and today we introduced some bills, which also brought some more revisions to some bills. So I just wanted everyone to know just how much this body appreciated all the cooperation and the support and the help that we got in getting through this bill this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2295 pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox.
Abstain. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Seeing none, the bill passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 22-112, an act to authorize and appropriate $950,000. I'm sorry, that title is wrong in this agenda. An act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund for improvements to the Congressional Building for the Legislative Branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. I'll be brief. I'm going to support this legislation, and I think we're all aware that during the last session, I believe Assistant Chief had sponsored a bill for a new legislative branch building. We have completed the scope. That will be presented to the Congressional Affairs Committee for approval so that we can, I guess, request a RFQ for A&E company. So as we address that need, we're also going to have to address this need. And yes, this is currently where the legislative branch is being housed, but it's most importantly, it's a piece of property that the nation owns. And so I'm going to support this because I feel like we are lacking in renovating our properties and keeping them up to date on a scheduled basis as necessary. So, but we usually address them when they're in crisis mode. I don't know if any other Congress members have been upstairs to see this property. It's most certainly dangerous and it's embarrassing. And so I'm going to support this because, again, this is another property held in title by our nation that is in such bad shape. And I urge the executive branch through the assistant chief to start taking this really serious and that we start improving our properties on a regular basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other member wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning, Assistant Chief Speaker, members of Congress, and those listening in. I picked up this bill. I've been upstairs. I went upstairs with Congressman Potts when we first both got elected. That's the last time I've been up there, and I know that no renovations have been made. So I want to thank Assistant Chief and Speaker for talking about this. I want to thank Secretary Johnson for visiting with our clerk, Ms. Rubidoux, over the summer concerning, you know, where are we going to land as a legislative body? You know, we were next door, and of course those renovations needed to take place over there, and of course the movie utilized the building, and now the CDFI is future CDFI is going to be utilizing that. So this was an easy one for me to pick up simply because we have the money in our property income account. We're just moving it from that account into our property improvement fund, and I look forward to seeing what types of plans and come from this particular appropriation. Our legislative council does not have an office, and he definitely needs an office. And we have other issues too that, you know, there's some places that we aren't able to meet with. I guess some of us aren't able to meet with constituents at times if they want to come here and meet. And so I just really wanted to basically just say that I thank you, Congresswoman Rivard, also for your comments concerning the upkeep of anything that we do, because it helps our branding also out there, because if we are known as folks that just buy a property and then just kind of let it sit, you know, I mean, we have an old home up on the hill, the superintendent's house, and it's been sitting for many, 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 many moons. And so I hope that we can truly continue to go down this road, and we are in a good spot right now to be able to do that and to help, even if when we do leave this building, because I do believe that is the end goal. It will still have been renovated and brought up to code in some areas and not be dangerous any longer. And so, and I just want to thank everybody who's here within these walls and working in the conditions that we are. It's not horrendous, but I do think it's time for us to improve upstairs and renovate. So I do encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 22-112 pass?
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox.
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. Seeing none, it passes, and ONCA 22-112 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Members, we are now in motions and notices. These names must have a motion and they must have a second in order for us to proceed.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I make a motion to confirm Raymond Redcorn for the Monzeska ODOTC CDFI for the term of 1 year.
Second.
Does any member wish to speak for or against the appointee? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Abstain.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox.
Yes. Raymond Redcorn is confirmed.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to confirm John Hibden to the Monzeska ODOTC CDFI for a term of 1 year.
Second.
Does any member wish to speak for or against the appointee? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox.
Yes. John Hibden has been confirmed.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
I would like to make a motion to confirm Micah Bollinger to the Monzeska ODOTC CDFI for the term of 1 year.
Second.
Does any member wish to speak for or against the appointee? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox.
Yes. Michael Bollinger has been confirmed.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to confirm Claudette Carnett to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for the term of 3 years.
Second.
Does any member wish to speak for or against the appointee? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox.
Yes. Claudette Carnett has been confirmed.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. Lastly, I'd like to Make a motion to confirm Bruce Pollock to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for the term of 3 years.
Second.
Does any member wish to speak for or against the appointee? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Bruce Pollock is confirmed. Congresswoman Stabler?
I'd like to notice that we're having an Appropriations Committee meeting. Let's start at 11:45. I don't think this will take very long to get through, but I didn't make my communications notices, so I need to get some people over here for that meeting. So start at 11:45.
Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Seeing none, we're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.